The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Ulster Bank. For when you want business experts that get to know you, not just your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/businessmatters.
Welcome back. Just a mention of a strand we would like here. We'd like you to try and send in some suggestions to us. We're looking for characters in business from around the country who you think would be nice for us to meet. Maybe it's a shop assistant who has a joke for everyone, a singing publican, or an empathetic barber. Please send us in your suggestions by text to 51551, email thebusiness@rte.ie, or by phone to 1850 715 150. You can also tweet at @thebusinessrte.
This is my song for Brexit, for those of you who don't understand, and that's all of you. Yeah.
Mr. Donald Tusk comes over here to say we don't have to leave. Too bad for Leo that Arlene and co see the Irish as the enemy. I wish May was stuff, we have had enough. Can't you drop the DUP?
Well, Brexit is far from funny, but some people have been trying to get a few laughs from it, including my next two guests, Seamus O'Rourke, who is the man behind this particular ditty.
Sinn Féin would make some gain if there was a nice low wall built between Ballyconnell and Derrylin, and we could get the blocks off Sean Quinn, and then we'd knock wee holes in that wall and snake up the north for cheap cheese and dog food. We in Leitrim want a hard border with low walls and little holes that we can look through.
Seamus O'Rourke there, and he joins me now. And we're also joined by Alison Spittle, who is now based in the UK and has been referring to the debacle in her comedy tours. But is Brexit comedy, like the negotiations, tricky to manoeuvre? Does it require a number of takes to get it right? Alison and Seamus, you're both very welcome to the programme. Seamus, first to you, can you still laugh at Brexit?
Yes, well, I think the only thing left to do is laugh. Certainly, when it started out, we saw that there was an opening here for to be able to talk the talk of the politicians, and because it was repeated so many times, we began to use it in our everyday language. And I know in the pubs down around Leitrim, that's all that's been talked, but people are using the language in a different way. So a fella turned around to me the other night. We were discussing Brexit, and he says, I'll take out your backstop and I'll bait you over the head with it. So none of us know what any of these terms mean, but we just keep...
And of course it's a divorce as well, is the other thing. It's constantly referred to as...
Yes, it's supposed to be a difficult divorce, but any divorce I've ever heard of, the first thing is the people stop living with each other and they stop sleeping in the one bed and they stop all the other things, and that doesn't seem to have happened. We're still getting an odd nudge in the back from from Britain.
Alison Spittle, from your own point of view, what do you make of some of the Brexit lingo and the terms involved?
Well, it's very confusing. I feel like I'm doing Junior Cert German all over again, and I'm not quite getting it. You know, like the backstop, like what is that? Like, that sounds like a thing you use in plumbing or something like that, or even Article 50 sounds like an ingredient you'd use in Diet Coke or something. And the singles market, I mean, to me that's Tinder. You know,
I won't mention the customs union if that's what you make of the single market.
No, or Ramoners. Ramoners, it sounds like a punk band from the 1970s. I mean, the British are great at coming up with different terms all the time. They're not as great at, if they're as good at coming up with terms as they, if they're as good as negotiating as they are with coming up with different words for their predicament, I think they'd be in a better position, to be honest with you.
Now, you're performing up and down Britain and England a lot. Do you have to tailor the gags for the audience? I mean, if you're surrounded by Remain voters in London, it's one thing. Do you do a totally different set then if you're in Sunderland or somewhere in the north of England?
Yeah, because like they have a different attitude towards it. It's like, I noticed, because my family, half my family are English, and a few of them voted for Brexit. And like my sisters are always putting into the WhatsApp group like anti-Brexit kind of jokes and stuff like that. And the people that voted Brexit are not happy about it at all. So I know that like I would have to adjust my set, but that's the part of being a comedian. And also, like, if you're from Sunderland, a lot of people have voted for Brexit as a protest vote, and they don't like being told that they're wrong. And if they're coming out on a Friday night or a Saturday night, they're there to laugh and not be not be berated.
Seamus, you're not from Sunderland. It's Leitrim. It's right along the border. Were you surprised that the border issue became so centre stage in all of these? I mean, people in Ireland and in Britain would regard the border maybe as peripheral. It's actually been central to this whole debate.
Yeah, it has. I think so in some ways they just wanted something to kind of concentrate their views on, and everyone's view of the border. Of course, we don't want a border brought back because borders divide people, but the British view of it is that it's a straight line across the top of the country, and they think it's like taking the top off an egg, and that the yolk is in the south. Well, there'll be a lot of people in the north would like to think that there's a bit of yolk left in them as well. So, but the reality of it is that the border, of course, is zigzag, and whoever builds the wall wouldn't want a great eye in their head because it's going to be all over the place. But
and if you were to go from where you live in Leitrim straight across, if you went east, let's say over to Dundalk or Drogheda, yeah, or somewhere like that, you would cross the border.
You would cross the border, yes. Probably 10, maybe 10 times. So that's not going to be a simple thing to man that border, because we know that. I lived along the border all my life, and we know that from the 80s that, there's fellas down in Cavan and Monaghan rubbing their hands because there's going to be a few pound to be made in this thing.
Only in Cavan and Monaghan, not in Leitrim, though.
Oh, well, we don't say too much in Leitrim, but we might sneak across the odd Sunday, yeah.
Right. Alison, your dad is English, your mother is Irish. Mm. Any interesting family discussions around Brexit?
Well, my dad voted Leave, so I thought, like, there was a lot of kind of bemusement at that. And there's a lot of like jokes between us. But I remember when I was a kid, like I had the choice of getting an Irish or a British passport, and they showed me the passports. There was no difference to my parents. There was no political issue at that time. You know, it was the late 90s, early 2000s. And if you show a child a passport with a harp on it and then a passport with a unicorn and a lion, like, the child is going to pick the unicorn and the lion. I had no idea about history at that point, you know? So I deeply regret that. I woke up that morning of Brexit and I was like, ah, oh, look what the British have after doing. And then about 2 hours later, when I fully woke up, I was like, oh no, I have a British passport. What am I going to do? So it's kind of difficult in that way.
Seamus, do you think has Brexit brought out the comedian in a lot of people?
I think it has, but the thing is that the main comedians are the people involved, and Theresa May and her gang, you know, and the one time we would be looking for leadership, the leaders are supposed to be on the higher ground looking at the overall picture, leading us out of the bushes, but instead, they
maybe
all
Arlene Foster be in there.
Yeah, but they all got into the bushes along with us, and now we're all scrambling around. And for a while, the leaders were looking for a way out, but now they're just hiding in the bushes with us. And the bushes are full of thorns and now pricks. So
there seems to be a lot. Thank you very much to Seamus O'Rourke and Alison Spittle. I also noted about Brexit that Uri Geller has said he's going to stop Brexit from happening. He's going to do it telepathically. So everything is going to be all right.